No, we know your substance, but you're going to have to improve looks as well. And at the beginning, so far, you're doing well with it.
I hope that's sincere.
Yeah, always. All right. Yes.
Thank you, Oscar. And good morning to our listeners.
For you, I have no fear. Our listeners, as you may note, internet is off, so we cannot post on X, formerly Twitter. We don't have X space on. We don't have TikTok. But we have a recording, so those that have missed today's gang, because usually listen online, you can get the gang later in the week when they switch on. One of the architects of switching off the internet is in the studio, RDC Fred Bamwine, in a deep yellow shirt, a government worker wearing a deep yellow shirt. But welcome to the Capital Gang, Mr. Fred Bamwine.
Thank you so much, Oscar. It can only be, an issue if it has a logo or a signal.
As you say, I'm candid. The substance of me is in a deep yellow shirt.
Thank you so much, Oscar. And good morning, listeners of Capital Gang. And I want to congratulate Ugandans for this milestone of having elected their leaders, despite the mishaps that could have happened. But really, I congratulate you.
Mm. You switched off the internet. People like us were expecting exam results to return yesterday, so we have a lot of parents anxious because examination results are not out.
That's the right observation, but the wrong person.
But I don't suppose
the RDC. The date for elections were announced long ago,
about 5 years ago.
How could the same government, Minister of Education, not liaise to appreciate that the day election results are coming was out?
The next day.
You don't release.
No, these are not for Uganda government results. Uganda government results will probably come out the next week.
These are
international results.
Yeah, but still you are in Uganda. Yeah.
No, you could have given us a window.
You are in the same environment.
If you had come to me, I would have used your tethering and we download examination results. But anyway.
Yeah.
So the election has, the first part, the main election has ended. 15th January presidential election and elections for members of parliament.
President and members of parliament.
Yes, president and members of parliament. How did it go, Ofonopono?
I go from Kampala to Tororo Muranda, basically where I voted from. It was calm.
The entire morning.
No, I drove on Wednesday evening. I voted there and I returned yesterday morning. The voting process was calm, save for the hiccup of the BVVM, the machines, that in many places, many polling stations could not open in time, failed to detect. But the instructions came at about 9:30, 10. I think we wasted about an hour and a half that we could use manual verification, and we voted. And as you know, currently there are no polling stations with more than 650 voters, so it was very fast. By about 3:30, at least in my polling station, Muranda Church of Uganda, where we had two polling stations in one compound, almost all voters had cast their votes. I have not had any case where somebody wanted to vote, and on account of that time, they did not. The counting also started almost immediately. Usually, we, the local people at the polling station, would know the results of that polling station. And if you're interested, you would have picked telephone numbers of your other coordinators, and it is easy to verify in a sub-county which could have like 14 polling stations. It is easy to verify which candidates are in the lead or have actually won. And then it is also easy to do your local tally and keep it as you wait for the official tally. So for the case of Toro, where I voted from, by the following day, yesterday, 9 o'clock, the results of the first member of parliament had come out. We do not have incidents of violence that I know of. We do not have any incident of death occasioned by bad behavior of the stakeholders. Well, I do not hear of maybe one polling station where there was, I'm told, at the end of the tally, the number of votes were more than the ballot papers delivered by about 34, because usually the Electoral Commission gives extra ballot papers in case when somebody supposes you can be given another. The ballot papers were more than the registered voters, and that polling station, according to the law, gets nullified, and indeed it was nullified. That was in West Budama Central. But anyway, the results are now out in that constituency, in that district. We have lost two sitting members of parliament, the Honorable Emmanuel Otara, with Budama Central, and the Honorable Sarah. We have lost three. Honorable Opend Sarah, I think, and we have lost the member of parliament for the municipality, Honorable Yeri Ofono Apollo, who incidentally happens to be the chairman of the NRM in the district. He was defeated by, this is curious, he was defeated by a young Asian boy, the son of Tana. There was Tana, who was a youth MP, not Sanjay, the son of the youth MP. I think this was the sixth parliament, who died in an accident prematurely before he completed that term. So his time is, but he's also, you know, the nephew of Sanjay Tana. So he's going to take him.
Independent.
Independent.
Independent, yeah. NRM leaning.
Yes. I'm not sure if he's leaning. So, yes, he's independent. Yeah, so, I think I had forgotten, we also lost MP Kanya of FDC to another young man. Yes.
He hadn't returned to parliament. So this is
Ekanyo had returned. Yeah, he had been defeated by Honorable Nyakecho, but he's the sitting member of parliament on the FDC ticket this time. So we have, out of the nine members of parliament there, we have lost four. Five have come back. I came driving through Busia and Busoga. When I reached Bujiri municipality, that was when they were declaring the results in that municipality, and I stopped, and they told me Asman Basola had lost to a new person called Ukechi, but they have been competing together since that municipality was created. So they were meeting the third time. So Asman lost and Ukechi of NRM won. Then I came to Bugweri and my brother Abu Katuntu, I also formed. They had just announced, and he had lost by about 4,000 votes. I don't know if he cited Maika, but he called me immediately, and he told me, brother, I have lost, and I don't have anybody I am blaming. And at my age, I cannot, even if there are issues, I can't go to court. I have accepted the defeat. Yeah. So
who did he lose to? The perennial guy has been competing.
No. This is a new person. He's called Haji Sadala Wandera. He was an RDC. Prior to that, he had been in one of our agencies. Yeah. So far, not. So I came through Jinja, Iganga, Jinja. I did not see witness incidences that could have shown that maybe, and I've not heard up to now. It was only when I entered Mukono that this was around 4, and I could see the jitteriness on the street at about.
How do you see it?
You see animated crowds by the roadside, and at about 7, I was home. I started hearing explosion. I could know that these are tear gas.
Tear gas, yeah.
Later on, I called the OC station there and I asked what had happened.